Okay, hello everybody, it's Byron. Welcome to today's March 19th Council meeting. I think everybody should have the agenda in front of them. We'll start with item number one, apologies. Gabby, do you have any apologies that have been sent in?
I have apologies from Peter van Roster, Leonid Todorov, Celia Learmont-Friedman, Nigel Roberts, and also from our invited guests, Lisa Soar, Giovanni Sefia, and Mathieu Weil.
Okay, thank you. In terms of apologies, it's probably worth noting that the Center GA meeting is on right now, and as a result, a number of the people that have sent apologies have a conflict and are at the GA right now, hence their absence here. So with that, let's go to agenda item number two, minutes and actions. Minutes have been circulated, no comments were received. Action items.
Hi, Byron, this is Christina.
Hi, Christina, thanks.
I wanted to note that all the action items have been completed, and I just circulated them on the council list.
Okay, great. Thank you. And this is also just a reminder that the council letter to the board regarding the recommendation of adoption of the FOI working groups is one of the key action items. So that has been sent to Steve Crocker and the board. Agenda item number three.
This is Bart. Say, I have forwarded that letter to the council as well, say, this morning, my time, and it will be posted in the correspondence as well.
Okay, thanks. And we certainly intend to, while it is publicly available, we intend to submit it to the CWG Stewardship and CCWG Accountability Working Groups as part of the CCNSO input. Okay, on to agenda item number three, Internet Governance. The Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance will be providing a written update, although there is none right now. As an update, however, Jordan from .nz, who was a co-chair, has indicated that he needed to step down given the workload with the CCWG accountability process. He was simply not able to manage both simultaneously and had made note of that to us, and as a result, we'll be looking for a new co-chair to replace him. So we'll put out a note there and seek other candidates. And there's no action needed now. That's more a point of information. Item number 3.3, which is the interpretation of observers. And that's because that notion has come up, particularly in the context of the CWG and CCWG. You know, who are members and who are observers and what are their respective rights and obligations, and that may be more important as we, on the CCWG IG, as we come into the latter part of the year and the WSIS Plus 10 issue starts to heat up more. So we're working towards what the status of observers will be with the other chartering organizations. Again, there's no action needed here, more of an update so that we're aware that that is happening and there is a discussion around what the rights and obligations of observers on any of these working groups will be. Any questions or comments on that? Okay.
Leslie has raised her hand, Byron.
Leslie, go ahead.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Oh, excellent. Okay, thank you. So just that observers is a familiar word in the context of the CCNSO Council too, and I was wondering if that thinking about observers is also covered to the observers on the council, or whether we want to strictly limit it to observers on working groups.
That's probably a good question. It hasn't been contemplated that the term observers, as it's going to be defined on these three working groups in particular, would impact how we view observers on the council. But you know, at this, like I say, at this point, there was no notion that it would also end up being the definition for the council.
But yeah, and I think.
Go ahead.
I think that's very sensible. In which case, we should observe that this contemplation is around observers to working groups, just around that.
Yes, and I don't think we don't need to reopen or redefine council observers because of what's happening specific to the working groups. But that is I think that's a good point. And when
Thanks.
We agree to the definition, we should, I think that it probably bears mention that it's specific to those working groups. Okay, any other comments or questions on that?
Byron, this is Bart. Maybe in addition to, say, what Leslie said, the term observers in the context of the CCNSO has arisen as part, say, it's part of the Article 9 of the ICANN bylaws as well. And this, the way observers are meant in the context of cross-community working groups has, say, if you look at the way the CCNSO led cross-community working groups, it's not been so much of an issue, but it started to evolve around the two major cross-community working groups, the one on stewardship and in accountability. And there was quite a discussion in the stewardship working group what the term observers should mean, and hence it ended up of being called participants in the accountability working group. And so what is happening is the interpretation is make very clear that it's around participation in working groups and has no link with observers as to the CCNSO Council.
This is Becky. Thank you, Bart. I was just about to say I thought we were using the term participant. And at least in the CCWG, there's a fairly clear understanding that the term means sort of you can be part of the group, you can participate in the discussion. The only potential limitation, which shouldn't arise very often, is that if there are actual voting, then the participants wouldn't vote. But I don't think it's been complicated in the CCWG yet.
Thanks, Becky. All right, if there's no further discussion on that, we'll move on to agenda item number 4, the IANA stewardship transition process. And since I know Keith is on the line, perhaps I could ask him to give us an update on the ICG, in particular. Maybe give us a sense of how the timeline is looking.
Sure. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Mm. Excellent. ICG, there are just a few little items of progress, and then I'll come to the timeline. One is that there is now a website for the ICG that's completely independent from ICANN, and I'll post the link to that in the chat on Adobe Connect in a moment. That's www.ianacg.org. Gosh, I'm getting a lot of feedback here. Somebody's not muted, I would think. Okay, and the ICG is planning to hold face-to-face meetings in Buenos Aires at ICANN 53 on the 18th and 19th of June, so if anyone wants to be there early and see them in action, that should be okay. With regard to the timeline, the ICG continuing to progress their work overall, so with the numbers and protocols proposals, they are already going to step two of their considerations, which is testing the compatibility and interoperability between those two proposals. So they are marching ahead. There's still the point of contention in terms of the timeline as to quite a bit of pressure arising from some on the ICG who want the NAMES proposal sooner rather than later, and some others who would prefer to see a proper proposal regardless of the time. So I think that the stress from the ICG is that the meetings coming up in Istanbul should look to resolve the timeline issue for the NAMES proposal in the most useful possible way, i.e. to come up with a firm timeline by which the NAMES group can come up with a really robust and useful process. So I think the emphasis going into Istanbul for both accountability and IANA CWG will be on achieving that commitment to a real timeline that allows adequate time for consultation along the way, etc., etc. So making sure that the proposal that comes to the ICG will be a robust and useful proposal. And that's it from me. And sorry if that wasn't very clear, but I'm half asleep.
Thank you, Keith. You did pretty well if you're half asleep. Any questions or comments for Keith or on this subject in general? Okay. Seeing none, we'll move on to 4.2. Which is around the CWG stewardship. Unfortunately, as mentioned, Liz, who's our co-chair there, couldn't be on this call because she's at the GA, the Center GA. But as Keith has already alluded to, there's certainly one main event coming up in their timeline, and that's the face-to-face meetings in Istanbul over a couple of days next week. And it's certainly my understanding that the goal is to draft a new proposal for early April, so they certainly have their work cut out for them. Part of what they've done is engage a independent law firm to provide some legal analysis and advice to some of the questions that they have asked but have gone unanswered due to the specific legal skills required to answer them. So that has been, I think, a significant step forward for them in that a number of the suggestions and proposals were basically at a standstill until they could get specific legal guidance. Also, as they have worked through the issues and the questions, it's become clear that they had to have more and more specific teams organized around the questions, and they've broken into what they're calling design teams, which are smaller work groups that focus on particular questions or issues. And through that methodology, they're trying to progress through the work faster than they have been to date. So there certainly appears to be a lot going on, and they have articulated their new timelines as early April for a draft and then public commentary after that. And that I believe that's where they're at, not being on the working group, the CWG, but certainly being close to what's happening. That's as I understand it to the moment.
Byron, this is Bart.
Go ahead, Bart. It's
very early for you, I know, so therefore you will probably not have seen it. So I forwarded a written update from Lisa to the council list as well, and that say what you did is summarizing what's in that update.
Yeah, okay. So Lisa's, I knew she was going to provide something, but no, I had not seen it yet, because yes, it is early for me. So check your email inbox for that. Any comments or questions on that? Okay, then we'll move on to agenda item number 5, the update from the CCWG accountability. Unfortunately, as mentioned, most of them are at the center meeting right now.
Byron, I can provide an update.
Ah, yes, Becky, thank you. Could you provide the update?
Sure. We have a face-to-face 2 days before the CWG does in Istanbul. There are sort of 3 working groups, and I can well understand Jordan's need to step down on the Internet Governance Working Group because he's leading one of them on sort of new powers, the right to recall individual board members, those kinds of new powers. I'm leading the working party on basically enhancing, reviewing the existing accountability frameworks, and then there is a working party on stress tests. We hope to have something to circulate for sort of preliminary comments in mid-April, and I think we will also be looking at finalizing the time frame. But the work is progressing pretty well. We probably will have a fairly highly developed sort of restatement of ICANN's mission and core values that tries to really be precise about the limited mission and provide a measure against a standard against what ICANN's implementation of its mission is carried out for some of the review mechanisms. So the work is progressing. There are lots of issues, and the fact that the independent law firm was only recently engaged has had some impact on us, but hopefully that will be picking up now that they're on board.
Thanks, Becky. Any questions or comments for Becky or around the CWG's work in general? It sounds like somebody's phone is receiving another call with a beep. Or is that on our conference call?
Byron, the operator is trying to locate it. So we'll see.
Thank you. All right, well, let's carry on. Seeing no hands up on agenda item number 5, thank you, Becky, for that. That was very helpful. We'll move on to agenda item number 6, which, of course, is tied into the previous 2, and that's around decision-making. We've raised this issue before. In fact, we discussed it at the last ICANN meeting and had a very brief presentation on some of the issues around it. And that's how are we as a council going to come to any conclusion or make decisions to support or reject whatever the proposals are coming out of the CWG or the CCWG. You know, we understand the timeline better now in terms of the meetings. Both meetings are happening in Istanbul, and both work groups trying to put forward a draft proposal for April. So it's starting to give us a sense of the timeline, public consultation after that. We're into mid-late May, and then, you know, we know we have the Buenos Aires meetings later in June. So the challenge for us is, given some of these significant milestones or waypoints, as we come into Buenos Aires, how are we as a council going to get comfortable in making a decision to support or not the proposals that come forward? And this isn't, there's no action required here on this agenda item, but I was hoping we could have a discussion and get a sense of people's feelings about what it's going to take to get comfortable about making the decision. Just as a reminder, in the last couple of years, we've had a couple of significant decisions where we've had to take a position that were non-TDP decisions, and that was around, just very recently, the output of the FOI, and before that, the financial contributions decision. So both of those processes took, you know, multiple years, to put it mildly. In the case of the FOI, had repeated exposure in face-to-face meetings, as well as a lot of working group meetings along the way, published documentation, et cetera. Needless to say, this process has not been as lengthy as either of those processes. So how do we get comfortable, and when do we know we're comfortable with taking a decision? And I'd like to get people's feedback on their thoughts on this issue and what we need to do to get comfortable by Buenos Aires, or is that not possible and it's going to take longer? Anyway, this is more, like I say, an opportunity for discussion, not a decision. Not a decision point. So that's just some background. You may hopefully recall the presentation that we had on decision making at the in Singapore. But any thoughts on this? Or we'll just come to BA and take a vote. Young Am, please go ahead.
Thanks, Aaron. This is Jenna. I don't think that it's going to be possible for us to come to a conclusion regarding a comfortable decision. I think we have to understand at the start that it is not going to be a very as comfortable a decision as the ones that we have come to before previously with other issues. But In order to be able to do that, I think one of the things that we really need to do is inform the community about the impending decision that is coming up, that this is something that we really need to be involved in. So I think one of the things that need to be done before we in order to help us become a little more comfortable is to try to engage the community or try to inform the community in whatever way possible. Thank you.
Thanks, Yang Am. Leslie?
Yeah, thanks, Myron. I mean, I'd support what Yang Am says. I think in this one, the shorter timeline actually gives us a bigger challenge, because with the other issues, they went on for sufficiently long that we could do updates and people gradually were aware of the issue and what we needed to decide and so on, and were able to engage. But as I see it, what's happening currently is the people on the working groups are so busy being on the working groups that we're not able to do as much kind of periodic engagement and updates as we did for the other issues. And I think the short timeline gives us a real challenge, actually, which is obviously why it's on the agenda. And I would just encourage us to schedule in as many opportunities for people to come up to speed before Buenos Aires, as opposed to using Buenos Aires to come up to speed and then you have to make a decision.
Thanks, Leslie. And there has been, and there certainly has been outreach. Part of our challenge, of course, is, to use the expression, you can lead the horse to water. And we have reached out through the IANA list and the CCTLD world list multiple times. We've surveyed the community a couple of times already, and there's another one happening. So certainly efforts are being made, but clearly we have to redouble them in these the final months of this process. So we certainly take your point there. And one of the challenges that I see coming is a near equal division on one of the core issues, which is separability of the IANA function from ICANN. And each of the surveys done thus far have come out not quite 50-50, but essentially showing our community almost equally divided on which path should be taken. So that is, I think, going to be one of the very, to use Young-Un's phrase, uncomfortable issues we're going to have to deal with as we come into the decision-making phase of this, be it in BA or beyond. Right now, it looks like our community is pretty much split on that key issue. And, the other thing is, I will just say, those of us, especially on this council, who tend to be closer to these issues just because we end up talking about them a lot more, it's certainly apparent to me that there are many in the broad CCTLD community who still aren't really up to speed on some of the key issues and aren't necessarily really clear on the separability issue, which is going to be a big one for us. And I think we're going to have to do a better job in communicating that in the coming months. But also importantly, the CWG itself is going to have to do a better job on communicating about that.
So Byron, it's Leslie again.
Yeah, go ahead.
My comment earlier didn't mean to suggest there hadn't been communication, because I'm very much aware of that. But as you say, we need to redouble. So the painful question is, if when we get to Buenos Aires, we are still at a very divided view, do we have to push through the issue? Because my concern is that could then divide the CCNSO community and could be quite divisive. So ideally, by communication and by developing understanding and so on, it would be clearer, there would be a clearer majority perhaps, but if we are still at a divided view, I cannot recall an occasion in my memory where the CCNSO has been divided and yet we've still gone ahead with a very, small majority, for example. So bearing in mind, that could be the situation, how might we deal with that? I'm not necessarily coming up with the answers just yet, but I think that could be an incredibly difficult period, difficult situation for us to get to.
Thanks, Leslie. And I absolutely agree, which is exactly why it's on this agenda, to have this discussion well in advance, so that in an ideal situation we can set the ground rules for how this decision is going to come to be before we get to BA.
But I would say, and it's much easier for me now I'm independent, if there is still a clear division, then generally that means you don't go ahead.
Okay. Thank you. Any thoughts or comments on, additional comments on this? Young-un?
Thanks, Byron. I mean, I can understand, I mean, I agree with Leslie that it is not going to be easy, but the situation we have here is that it is an important decision and that our community needs to be involved in the decision-making process. And so that puts us in a bind, I admit, but that is something... we can't just say that, oh, maybe we should not just go ahead and engage in the decision-making. It is something that we have to be, seriously deal with. So, I mean, yeah, that's what I want to say. It is something that, that we have to be involved in. I would just like to say that.
Thanks, Sharon. Keith?
I think just by way of observation, generally when there is a lack of coherent consensus in things that the CCNSO has been involved in, it's generally been because people haven't been fully aware of the topic, i.e. it hasn't been discussed enough as opposed to finding you know, the right resolution. So while it's a very slow and iterative process, I think you know, yes, we should, as Leslie says, be working on strong consensus and not committing people on the basis of a majority vote to final decisions.
Thanks, Keith. Any other comments or fantastic suggestions on this subject? Go ahead.
Byron, just an observation, and so no suggestion, but an observation. If you look at the timelines of the CCWG in particular, or the CWG stewardship in particular, effectively they assume that the SOs and ACs make a decision prior to the Buenos Aires meeting. So that's something, say, you assumed in your comments there will be a fulsome discussion at the Buenos Aires meeting. Looking closely at the what I've seen from the timelines to date, it is assumed the SOs and ACs take a decision prior to the Buenos Aires meeting. Thank you.
This is Becky. One suggestion that I had is, you know, going into Singapore, we had lots of webinars and things like that. But I wonder if we could do, like, you know, persuade somebody to essentially do a video of the webinars. That's often that anybody can sort of go through and see the basics and understand the proposals in some detail at their leisure. So it's, I mean, again, it's just leading a horse to water, but making it easier for people to get informed in a sort of setting of their choosing and at their convenience.
That's a good idea. Actually, I'm sure we could find a way to get that done in a way that makes the subject accessible to people who have not been following it closely, but still gets to the heart of the core issues. I think that's actually a great idea.
And the one other suggestion that I had is that careful thinking be done about scheduling in Buenos Aires, because it seemed like there were, you know, endless meetings where exactly the same PowerPoint was being presented just in sort of different settings. So the basic communication took up an enormous amount of time, and if we could have something that was more sort of concentrated and focused and involved the entire community in again, communicating the here's where we are and here are the details of the plan, so that the rest of the meeting can be devoted to actual discussions as opposed to sort of communicating the basics.
Okay. Good suggestion. Thank you, Becky. Young-un?
Yes, I'd just like to mention that several people from ICANN visited Korea last week, Teresa and Adam and Quick came to the Korean community to explain what was going on. There was a strong feeling in the room, and I think this would apply to not just to Korea, but to all other countries as well, and maybe even other communities, in that going along the lines of Becky's suggestion as to a video or something explaining, maybe in a relatively simple way, what is going on. We could ask ICANN to be involved in something like that so that it could be distributed to all the different communities. And then what we could do is maybe in terms of a decision-making mechanism, we could come up with something similar to the material that we had to discuss last time in our council meeting as to a majority or supermajority, should there be a proposal. So we could distribute that information along with whatever general information to the community. And so we would be telling the community that this is coming up, this is what's going on, and we need to decide one way or the other. So I think I'm agreeing with generally everyone in saying that we need to provide a lot more information and try to engage the community much more actively. Thank you.
Thanks, Sharon. Any other feedback? I think one of the things that I'm taking from this, too, is that most likely I and the vice chairs should alert the CWG and CCWG co-chairs to the timing predicament that we see coming our way, and that we will need to have the time at BA at the very least to have face-to-face and meaningful discussions, which may be in conflict with their current proposed timelines. So we should probably take that away and highlight that to them in a note to all of those respective co-chairs. Okay, seeing no further hands up on item number 6, we'll move on to agenda item number 7. Which is around the participation of the CCNSO in a working group to develop recommendations on new GTLD auction proceeds. I think most of us are familiar and have seen this issue come up, and essentially what's happening is the GNSO would like to charter a working group to look at this issue, and have invited us because there are certainly a number of CCTLDs who have experience in handling excess funds and how those funds are distributed in an effective and meaningful way. My sense right now is the CCNSO's agenda is extremely full with issues that are exceptionally critical to us, as we've just been discussing, and that there probably isn't an appetite or even the bandwidth at this point to be part of another material CCWG, though we would certainly recommend any of our members who have experience here and who want to participate would be encouraged to, but we wouldn't make it a formal CCNSO contribution to this additional working group. That's my sense right now, but I'd like to open it up to discussion on this, whether that in fact is the case or not.
Byron, this is Patty. I'm not in the Adobe room, so I can't raise my hand.
Okay.
I certainly understand the conflict and the workload issues. So the one thing I would say is that to the extent that CC managers are closer to their community than the Gs are, and to the extent that there is discussion about using the excess funds for capacity building or something like that, I think it kind of goes beyond just having experience with distributing excess funds, but also being a resource into, you know, how that might be useful and ways in which funding could be most usefully used in the, you know, sort of a little closer to the ground than the Gs will generally get.
Byron, this is James.
Thanks, Becky. Sorry, who?
Byron, this is Ching Chao. Can I speak?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Please go ahead, and then Leslie next. Go ahead.
Thank you, Byron. And this is Ching for the transcript. I just have only one comment on this, and it's probably because of recent auction. The results has shown that at least from the new part of this domain industry business, we still see a lot of players putting in resources, and ICANN has definitely shown this particular auction as the last resort, that this model works. And not only given the money that we've been seeing that the new players, put on the table, but, also following what Becky has just said, that for the capacity building and also for the consumer education in all of the relevant CCTOD, CCTOD markets, I'm seeing a need for at least a couple CCT managers can be actively involved in terms of how these funds, which is a ICANN controlled fund, can be best utilized for the community. I mean, at the end of the day, this is some very useful resources for everyone that's buying and selling a domain name can use. So just my two cents here. Thank you.
Thanks, Chen. Leslie, and then Yang-Yang.
Thanks, Byron. I think it's quite right that the CCNSO Council formally says that we won't participate in this. But I think it needs to be clear why we're not doing this formally. So originally when I saw the draft resolution, I thought it was because the funds were as a result of the DTLD auctions and therefore kind of out of scope for the CCNSO. But if in fact it is a bandwidth issue, then that is a different thing. I think we need to be clear about why we won't be formally participating as a CCNSO. My second point is I think it's right for us to encourage those with expertise in this area to participate. And I think there are a number of CCTRD managers or ex-CCTRD managers who do have that experience and also know of people in their own communities who are very involved in capacity building and so on, and know what works well and what doesn't. So I guess I would encourage us to broaden that recommendation to encourage the GNSO to reach out widely to get expert witnesses with the relevant experience engaged in their work rather than taking that quite narrowly. Thanks.
Thanks, Leslie. That's a great point. Yangam, you had your hand up, but it looks to be down now. I think Leslie's actually made a really good point, and perhaps we can take away. I'm always loath to rework resolutions on the fly, so here's what I'm going to suggest. I think Leslie's made a good point in terms of nuancing the resolution that we should take away and can then do by email. And that is to nuance the resolution that indicates the notion that since CCs are not participating in the creation of the excess funds and the auction process, that is the fundamental reason we don't think the CCNSO should actually participate in the working group, though we will encourage those with expertise in the subject matter to participate as individual CC managers. And then as an additional takeaway, as an action item for myself, I will also write a note reminding this GNSO chair of the significant expertise we have in this community that they may want to reach out to and beyond. Because I think those were actually very, very good suggestions. Any objection to that? And we'll come back to you with a refined resolution. Okay. Seeing no hands up, then we will do that and get that back to you with a updated resolution via the list. Okay, moving on to agenda item number 8, various council updates. I'll kick it off with the chair update. I've had, since we last met, I've had one SOAC chair's call. The primary subject matter was around the two respective working groups, and it was more around issues of timing, et cetera. There's nothing to report that we haven't already discussed in our discussions on the CWG and CCWG. Certainly the focus of attention of the other SO and AC chairs as well. And as mentioned, I've sent the correspondence to Steve Crocker regarding the FOI. And that is it for me. Keith, did you have anything you wanted to raise, item 8.2?
I guess just very briefly, my activities in ICANN have been fairly restricted to the framework of interpretation and the implementation process, and that's about it from me. Thanks.
Thanks, Keith. Any councillor updates? No? Okay. Regional organization updates?
Hi, Byron, this is Carolina. No significant updates. We got Hi, good morning. No significant updates on behalf of Black TLD regarding the IANA stewardship transition process, but yes, we are heavily involved in the ICANN LAC strategy now with 7 projects concerning CCTLDs in our region. Thank you.
Thanks, Carolina. Any staff updates?
None for me. Gabi, Christina?
No, nothing from us. I just wanted to point, I promised Katrina that I will point out that her update is in the chat room.
Okay, thank you. Liaison updates, we've had written updates from GNSO and ALAC. Thank you. Take them as tabled. On to agenda item number 10, which is the annual work plan. And that was included in terms of an overview of the projects and activities for the coming year. Bart, did you want to say a few words on this?
Yes. We didn't discuss this at the council workshop. So we didn't have a fulsome discussion around it. What I've done in this case is looked at, say, the workload ahead of us based on, say, the council decisions to date, know what was in the pipeline, and taking into account both the stewardship and accountability processes, and knowing what's going to happen with the IDN, CCPDP, and the FOI. So this ends up in the work plan that's in front of you. Byron, are you still there?
Yes, sorry, talking into my mute button. Thank you for the overview, Bart. Any questions or comments on the work plan? Okay, as you can see, there is a draft resolution regarding the work plan. Which I will read. The CCNSO Council adopts the annual work plan and schedule and requests the Secretariat to update the work plan monthly in accordance with the CCNSO guideline to maintain, update, and review the CCNSO work plan. I'm going to, since we're online here, take it in the negative. Is there anybody opposed to the resolution? Hearing none and seeing none, is there anybody okay? So with that, I think we can consider that adopted. Thank you. Moving on to agenda item number 11. You can see the dates of the next meetings. Agenda item number 12. Is there any other business that anyone would like to raise? Any other business? No. Seeing or hearing none from anybody else, I will raise a couple of things on my own. We got a note from the .ec registry that Victor Aboud was no longer with them. The note was a little unclear, so we will be clarifying that. But in the meantime, there is something that, you know, is timely in nature. And Victor was a member of the Travel Funding Committee, and the committee needs three people on it. And given we're in the lead up for travel funding to the BA meeting, it is actually necessary that we have a third person on that. And in the absence of Victor, I've asked Keith as vice chair to step in temporarily until such time as we can formally replace Victor. Such the temporary position that Keith has been voluntold for. So thank you, Keith, for that, taking on that additional burden. There is one more item for any other business that I'd like to bring to everybody's attention, and that was a complaint by Milton Mueller, who had made a complaint about being nominated for the Ethos Award by Eberhardt, which I'm sure most of you have seen the correspondence on this. There isn't much to say other than we do have a policy regarding the use of our list. And the policy is that we have a light-touched approach to removal of anybody on the list, and that in order for us to remove them, that said person would have to seriously breach the harmony of the list. Looking at the correspondence itself, it is difficult to believe that the harmony of the list has been seriously breached, given that nobody responded to it, and that the email...
Milton should get over himself. Milton should just get over himself.
Well, thank you, Becky. That is probably true. But in trying to at least follow the rules, we do have a rule here, and I would say, at least in my judgment, the harmony has not been breached, and therefore we will be doing nothing further on this, and I will ask staff to advise Milton of this, that we took his complaint, reviewed it against our rules, and the harmony has not been breached, and thus we will not be doing anything further on this. I hope we can all live with that. Okay, seeing no other business, I will suggest that it is meeting adjourned. Thank you, everybody. You can look for that updated resolution coming your way soon. And with that, we'll bring the meeting to a close. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Byron.
Bye-bye.
Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.